the Rambam. Okay, so we were up to Perek Aleph, towards the end of Perek Aleph of Hilchos Shofar. So the Rambam, says the following: Hosef alav kol shehu bein b'mino bein shelo b'mino pasul. That if a person adds on to the shofar something artificial, whether or not he adds on from that min, from that species or from a different species, it's pasul. The shofar has to be natural and it can't have artificial additives. Tzipahu zahav b'nim. So if he coats it with gold on the inside of the shofar, or in exactly the place, and this is a point of some controversy, but the Rambam says that it's only a problem to cover it with gold if it's on the inside of the shofar, as opposed to the outside of the shofar, or if it's precisely at the place where you would put your mouth to blow. Sipahu mi bachotz, if it's covered on the outside of the shofar, im nishtana kolo mikmo shahaya pasol, but if one covered the shofar on the outside, it's only a problem it affects the sound of the shofar. But if it doesn't affect the sound of the shofar, then it's no problem at all. So again, the Rambam is drawing a distinction between coating the shofar on the inside and coating it on the outside. So again, coating it on the inside with gold is going to invalidate the shofar, and covering it on the outside is only going to be a problem if it affects the sound of the shofar.
How do you know whether it affects the sound? Like, if it's a higher...
Well, that's a great question. Exactly. You'd have to know what it sounded like originally, what it sounds like now. That's correct.
Like, some people blow harder, so it sounds...
Well, that's true. All right, it's a very good question. Is how different does different need to be? And then the Rambam goes on to say, Nasan shofar besoch shofar, if one places one shofar within another shofar, you can imagine, like, you know, the Russian doll of shofars, one within the other. So you have to actually hear the sound of the shofar that you blow. If you hear the sound of the shofar that's outside of the shofar that you blow, that's a problem. Then the Rambam says, "Hirchiv es hakatzar v'katzar es harachav pasul," or expanding a shofar widthwise or contracting it to make it more narrow, those things are invalid as well. You're allowed to chop it down lengthwise. Again, so you're not allowed to add on at all artificially, that the Rambam already established. You're not allowed to widen or make it more narrow, but what you are allowed to do is to chop it down if it's very long. Gardo, if you're, what you're doing is you're taking the shofar and you're just thinning it. In other words, you're not making it longer, you're not extending it, and you're not widening it or narrowing it in terms of the actual shofar itself. But let's say there's a small hollow on the inside, so you're allowed to hollow it out a little bit more, so the hole is bigger.
How do they polish a shofar? That affects the sound of
the... That's actually a good question. And there is, so the Rambam only said it's a problem to be mitzapa, to fully cover it, to plate it. But presumably just to wax it is not the same degree of a problem. Then the Rambam says, "Gardo b'mitnim b'miluchit safilu hamido al gulado kasher." Even if one made it very, very thin, it's acceptable. Hayakolo ava odak otzaror kasher shikola kolos k'sherid mashofar. If the sound of the shofar is very deep or very... I don't want to say shrill, dak is thin, really. Any kind of sound of the shofar is perfectly acceptable. Shekola kolos k'sherin b'shofar. But again, it has to be a natural sound. It's like a very beautiful idea that the Rambam has here implicitly, that what matters in the end is not what sound it makes, but that the sound should be natural. It should be authentic to the shofar. And that's really the authenticity of the sound of the shofar. One last halacha here in the parak. Ha'tokea b'sol chabor o b'sol chamara osan obdim. A person is blowing into a pit, so the people who are standing in the pit, in other words, they hear the sound of the shofar as opposed to an echo, they're yotze. And if you hear an echo, that's a problem, because you got to hear the sound of the shofar itself, no matter what that sound is.
But doesn't like, the sound make the echo?
Right, so if you're very good, so the Rambam says, in kol shofar shamu yatsu, v'im kol havar shamu lo yatsu. So if you're outside and you're only hearing an echo, maybe that's a problem. But if you're hearing, because you're inside the sound of the shofar, it's not...
Without the sound, Rabbi, it wouldn't make... The echo.
Correct.
You're still hearing the sound, plus it travels.
Right, so the echo is considered a problem. Even though it, of course, comes from the sound. That's a good question. Large barrel, im kol shofar shama yatza, v'im kol havar shama lo yatza. So a person is blowing into a barrel, a very large barrel, So that person hears the sound of the shofar, he's yotzei. And again, if he hears the sound of an echo, he's not yotzei. So the very important point here that the Rambam really wants to emphasize is that one needs to hear the sound of the shofar, whatever that sound is. So again, just to distill what we saw today, Rambam talked about various situations where a person may not hear the sound of the shofar. For example, if there's an echo involved, or the shofar was plated with a different kind of a covering. So the Rambam discussed tzipa u'zahav, so that could be a problem. It affects the sound of the shofar. So you can hear any sound of the shofar you want to hear, which is fine. Kolos ksheros b'shofar, but it needs to be authentic and it shouldn't be adulterated in any which way. And the Rambam also said you're allowed to shorten a shofar, but you're not allowed to elongate it again, because that would be artificial. One isn't allowed to distort the natural shape of the shofar in terms of its width, but one is allowed to imglado. You're allowed to hollow it out a little bit as well.
If there's a small hole, you're much bigger.
Precisely. Excellent. Okay, yes, recall. So that's the end of Parak Aleph. We'll pick it up with the second Parak tomorrow morning.
Okay.